This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
BJ and Jamie.
I guess some people have looked it up online. I guess you can Google it, and it's put a sheet on the wet clothes, just
yep.
Like we said.
Yep.
Yeah, all right, well, that's solved.
Thanks, you guys.
Yeah, and you can hear it
once
you know it,
put
you know.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Yep. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
It's there.
It is.
It's there. All right, couple of things. First of all, big old travel warning right now. Don't go to Mexico. Don't go to Belize. That's what they're saying. Level two warning from the U.S. government.
But wait, now, isn't your wife going with the child to Mexico?
They are going for spring break.
Oof.
Wow. Yeah.
That is.
Well, they put that warning out saying that, tensions are a little high right now down in Mexico.
We are not their favorite people right now.
No. Well, you know, the cartel. I mean, I don't think the people of Mexico, I don't think they have a big problem with us.
Oh, I think the cartels do.
I think everyone's got a problem with us down there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not. I'm not seeing like daily crimes or anything against us, but they did put out a warning saying, hey, be on your toes if you're going to go vacation in Belize or Mexico.
But the Belize, we're not sure yet about, because one guy was from Colorado. He's a developer. He wrote something to his cohorts that said, hey, there's a big scam going on with millions of dollars. And that's why Larry and Bob, these other two people that he worked with were killed. Well, then he was gunned down after he sent that email. So that might not be anything that involves anybody, you know, visiting. Yeah. Well, then three girls over the weekend, they went into their hotel room and apparently they passed away. Now, they said the video doesn't show them leaving. It doesn't show anybody going back in. They're checking on carbon monoxide, but they're also saying that the gummies that people buy in Belize are laced. And so they have to get the toxicology report first, but they think because they found gummies surrounding the girls, and they think that it was either that or carbon monoxide.
I think a lot of people love, I know that Jamie, myself, and Carson, we love to go to the beach on vacation, okay, when we book something. And we love various beaches from Belize to the Cayman Islands or to, over to the Bahamas, whatever. I feel like every place that I've ever gone has gotten worse, except for the Cayman Islands. I feel like the Cayman Islands might be the
solid.
Best when it comes to the Caribbean. But even in the Bahamas, it's gotten
much worse so bad
than what it used to be.
Yeah.
So I think you're kind of taking your chances at any of these resort areas.
There's even a warning about Costa Rica, which I haven't gone to and I wanted to go to, and everybody, goes there, just for panhandlers that are, not being very nice.
No kidding.
Maybe aggressive.
Yeah, being really
I haven't
aggressive.
Seen the Costa Rica.
Yeah, they just said on the... Stay at your resort.
Yeah, I hear that place is beautiful,
too.
Yeah,
that's what I hear, too.
A lot of people are booking their spring break, and that's why they put out these warnings at this time of year.
I have good news.
What?
My kid's coming back for spring break now.
Wait, what happened?
Guilt.
No way. Wow.
He loves his mom.
He's got guilt?
Uh-huh.
come see you?
Because remember when he said, "Mom, what would you do if you had a free hotel?" Or, you know, his girlfriend's family has a big old mansion there. And he's like, "What would you do if you're my age, 18, and you know, you had a free mansion to go to in Hawaii? You'd go, right?" And I said, "No, I'd go see my mom, but I can't because she's dead." That got him. Yep. Mm-hmm. Come back home.
Here's what I think happened. Okay.
I smell fish too.
I feel like that possibly he went to book his little flight and everything. He got rejected on his credit card.
No.
And he had to come back and see mom instead.
No.
Something happened. I don't know what it is exactly. I haven't put my finger on it yet. I'm hearing it for the first time. I'll come up with the reason.
See, I feel
you
like.
Okay, I do you want like to hear, the real story? Do you want to know why, really?
See, I knew there was a real... There was no way. You're 18 years old, and you summed it up perfectly, okay? You're 18 years old. You're in California.
Yeah.
You've already gotten a taste of what it's like, man, being out there on the West Coast, you know? And then you've got this chance to go with your girlfriend to Hawaii to stay in a very, very nice place, and you're going to make changes to your plans to go see your mother?
Yes! He loves his mom. That was like in my head how it should have gone.
The real reason being.
Okay, so I guess the grandpa, it's his mansion, and he used to be a big pineapple CEO or whatever thing.
Okay.
So it's right on the ocean. It's beautiful and everything. But the catch is this. Grandpa's getting surgery and they have to take care of him.
So if you go to Hawaii, you're on bedpan duty?
Well, if they have a mansion in Hawaii, it's got to start at like $10 million or something. Don't they have like people? And he said, yeah, they have like a nurse that's going to come in and help. But they want people there so she doesn't steal anything, you know, because they have
to watch the nurse.
To watch the nurse and help take care of grandpa. And he goes, I don't even know this dude. And I'm not going to take care of grandpa. He said, so I'm flying home.
So now in your head, you can think, at least he chose mom over grandpa. Changing out a bedpan every day.
Exactly.
Maybe changing his underwear for him.
He's like, it just didn't sound fun.
That's great.
Oh, well, I'll take it.
That Ralphie.
A win's a win.
Yeah.
How do you get to be 18 years old? You got a hot girlfriend in California. They got a big place over in Hawaii.
Yeah.
And your destination is grandpa's bedpan. It's like, what kind of luck do I have?
It's like
come on.
It's like that high-speed chase I was telling you about. There was a high-speed chase at 2:30 this morning. This is in Whittaker in California. And the stupid guy in the van, they've been chasing him for hours, and he ends up in a cul-de-sac.
Oh.
And so where can he go? He can't go anywhere.
I don't know, but you got to figure that if somebody's in that van with you when you're running from the police and you run into a cul-de-sac, you've got to be blaming it on the other guy. Like,
for sure.
Larry, what the hell? You said turn right. We're in a cul-de-sac. How are we going to get out of here?
They were just blocked in. They were screwed.
What rotten luck on a car chase.
Right?
You're turned into a cul-de-sac. You're trapped, man.
Oh my God.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. You can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
BJ and Jamie.
Look, I'm not calling you a liar or anything.
What?
I just saw a text.
Yeah?
Where someone was driving. I won't say where. On their way to their work and saw a dead deer on the side of the road.
Oh.
Got a feeling. Might be something connected to you.
No, I tapped my deer. I just tapped him. I barely tapped him with the winch, and then he ran off.
Well, it's quite amazing that you walk in here this morning with a big old deer story, and all of a sudden we start getting texts about a dead deer on the side of the road.
There's going to be a lot of dead deer.
And I won't say where, but it certainly lines up with your route to work.
there are a lot of deer.
This is starting to smell like that puppy story to me. Okay,
I didn't kill it. Listen, I know better. Like, if it was struggling or whatever, I would call somebody and have them shoot it. I swear. I think you call Fish and Wildlife, I think.
Okay.
And then they shoot it and put it out of its misery.
But you got to see, there is a coincidence here where this person is saying they saw the deer.
But I bet you that at least 3 deer a day get hit in Colorado.
Well, yeah, in Colorado, but not on your street.
I don't know. We hit a lot of deer.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of deer.
I don't know. No, not on her street. You're missing my point. By the way, we uncovered, and we said this here on the show, and it's starting to smell real funny, almost like a dead deer. It's starting to smell really funny.
He jumped. Ooh, listen. I don't want anybody accusing me of killing a deer. He looked at me. I looked at him. I accidentally hit him because he's in my way. And then he went, whoa. And then his friends were like, Will, are you okay? And he's like, yep, I'm okay. And then he went hopping over.
All right. So the dead deer that you're seeing on the side of the road, folks, is not the one that Jamie slammed into this morning. The deer that you will see will be the one with the neck brace on.
Yep.
That's the one that Jamie
His name's
hit,
Will.
Okay? That's the
his
one.
His name right is Will.
We mentioned this earlier this morning. It's sure starting to sound like this puppy story has turned into the story we said yesterday here on the air, that this thing looks like not an inside job, more of a people in cahoots with each other. Yeah. That this woman that
not
took this dog, not inside.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to say the word inside, but an inside job would be somebody that works there,
that's
right?
That's not what it is.
No, this is more about this lady that went in to
organized,
get a reward.
I think.
Organized crime.
Mm-hmm.
Organized puppy crime. Running rapid in this town.
Hot dog.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, thanks.
She got a hot dog. The woman went in with a hot dog.
Yeah, yep.
She goes back to try to get the reward. And we said yesterday on the show, remember, this is the puppy heist that happened. 2 dogs taken. The 2 guys went in there. One got their attention by, like, fainting or something. They tackle them and whatever, and they get away. Well, one guy gets away with both dogs, all right? And now a woman says she bought the dog in a parking lot for $1,500, taking it back because she all of a sudden realized this could be the stolen dog, goes back to Perfect Pets and tries to get $1,000. They say, no, not so fast. Not so fast.
We have questions.
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah, and she wouldn't answer them.
No.
She's
on the run.
A woman turned in one of the stolen puppies, claiming she bought it off the street. She wants a reward, but Larson is holding off on paying her until he gets more information about how much she paid and where she found the dog.
You know, I've been in contact with her, and I just explained to her that we need to figure out the whole situation before we hand out our reward. Hopefully that's understandable.
Now, each of these puppies are valued at $4,300. In the meantime, as for the woman who did turn in that first puppy, she's actually kind of perturbed. She hasn't received her reward yet. I spoke to her over the phone. I asked her where she found the first animal, but she hung up on the phone pretty quickly when I asked her that. So who knows what's going on there?
Who knows what's going on there, he says.
He smells it too.
Yeah, because he's like, where'd you get the puppy? And she hung up on him.
Mm-hmm.
But my theory is it's her husband, and she's mad at him, and so she took the puppy back, and so she can't squeal on him. That's my theory.
Every wife would squeal on their husband.
No, you would take I think that you would take the puppy back, but I wouldn't get my husband in trouble, probably. Just over a puppy.
Boy, my wife would. She turned me in so fast. That dog. Oh, yeah.
I mean, like, if it was murder or something, I definitely would. But, I mean, it's a puppy.
It's a puppy.
Yeah. So she's like, what are you doing, you moron? And so she took the puppy back. Now, I don't know where the second puppy is, though.
Nobody knows. Yeah.
That's the weird part. Where is that second puppy?
Don't know. I don't know. Yeah. All right, we'll keep you updated. We're all over the puppy story, man.
We, you know what? We are Puppy Patrol. Yep. Isn't that what it's called?
Paw Patrol.
Oh, damn
it! It's the same thing. Yeah. Man, you're on a roll today. Yeah. Paw Patrol, hot dog. All right, what happened with Joanne? Joanne's gone.
Yeah, Joanne, the fabric store. You know, I know that you guys think that I am like the model wife, right? I cook, I clean, I sew, all this stuff.
No, we don't think that at all. No.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no, we don't think that. Do we, do we think that? No.
Okay. Well,
we've never confused you for that woman.
Well, I was going to say, I know you're going to be shocked when I tell you that I've never been in a Joanne fabric store in my life.
What?
Pick me up off the floor.
Yeah, so listen, so they're closing Joanne Fabrics in Aurora, Boulder, Centennial, Colorado Springs, Denver, Fort Collins, Grand Junction, Lakewood, Littleton, Loveland, North Glen, Pueblo, and Westminster. Aww.
That's pretty much all of them.
I know, right?
I think so. Here it is, the story.
Crafts retailer Joanne is going out of business. Aww. The company announcing yesterday all of its approximately 800 locations will close their doors. Well, Joanne was founded during World War II, and at one point, it was the largest fabrics retailer in this country. But the company suffered from shrinking sales in recent years and filed for bankruptcy protection just last month. Joanne says its going out of business sales will start immediately.
Done. Finished.
Wow. The only time I ever saw people there were lines during the pandemic. Because it was open, and then B, nobody had anything to do, so they're like, maybe we'll sew.
You're right. A lot of people took up those habits or different you know, activities during that time. Stay at home, obviously. And, I could see Joanne being a big deal.
I mean, I think it would be cool to be able to just go in there and grab some fabric and do something with it, but I just don't have that ability.
My mom used to make my Halloween costumes. All the time when I was growing up. I remember going in that store all the time with her.
Oh, you were raised in Joanne Fabrics.
Yeah. I would hide in the middle of like the little rack of fabric and see if anyone could find me.
Oh, so precious. That is adorable. With those old ladies in there.
Yeah. They chase me around. Come here, sonny!
They're like 7-year-old women looking for patterns. Oh, that's beautiful.
I see these Joanne everywhere. They're everywhere. These stores are everywhere.
Tell them what you thought.
What?
The Dolly Parton.
No, Dolly Parton did a song about it. Remember Joanne.
I was like, Joanne. BJ, that's not
try
it.
Try to take my man.
No, that's
remember
not
that?
It.
Joanne.
It's Jolene.
I thought it was Joanne.
Put a bounce on your wet clothes.
BJ and Jamie.
It will be added to it. That's the word, okay? Yeah. Here's what I think, though.
I'm just saying, here's what it says. It says the budget resolution does not contain a bill eliminating taxes on tips, as some have mistakenly claimed on social media. In fact, it contains no policy prescription at all, but it does give direction for what legislators should try to achieve.
Yes. So, okay, so what they did yesterday was a resolution on a big budget, okay? Now, the things that will go into that budget on that money, that will be determined at a later date. But according to everything they're seeing, that this particular issue that I'm about to bring up is going to be a part of that budget. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
But here's the deal.
And we're talking about no taxes on tips. But right now it's not in there, but we'll throw it in there.
It's coming. All right. Three things. No taxes on tips, people that work for the tips. No taxes on overtime work. And no taxes on Social Security, okay? All right. Now, we have a lot of people that listen to this program that make tips, okay? My question is this. Are people that are hiring these people that work with tips, are they going to pull back on how much they pay them hourly
the
because they
wage?
Know they don't have to pay taxes on tips? So is it really going to benefit at all?
I'm sure it's going to be a full circle. I'm sure if I have a restaurant and I'm like, wait a minute, they don't have to pay tax on tips. Well, hell, I'm not going to pay you minimum wage.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's
I smell a rat. Now, I think with people with overtime, because when you do overtime, a lot of people get time and a half, right, for overtime. And now they're saying that possibly if this works its way in and nothing's a done deal, but if it does work its way in, now that's really going to be beneficial. And the Social Security thing, that's going to be really beneficial for
people.
Well,
yeah, because it's
checks.
Your money.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
To get taxed on it is ridiculous.
You know, well, I feel the same way about property taxes. I think that's stupid. I think that we should be paying for that. We own that property.
Seriously.
Why do I have to pay taxes to somebody for it? But I just think that this no tip thing, or the tip thing with no taxes is that thing is going to be just scattered all over the place.
None of this is going to get resolved. It's exhausting.
I think a couple will. I think the overtime thing will, and I think the Social Security will. But I just think the tip thing is going to backfire in some way.
Well, I did see a lady. She owns, it's that really good Mexican restaurant on Broadway, right? Yeah. Do you guys know where I'm talking about? Downtown? Like, not really downtown. Like, by Bayoud right there in Broadway.
Oh, is it Blue Bonnet?
Yeah.
Blue Bonnet?
Well, no, it's a Mexican restaurant. It looks like Blue. It's got words like that. It's written in that. But anyway, she was talking about how she can't afford to pay the minimum wage.
Yeah.
And she also was talking about how her expenses are so expensive because of inflation that there's no way she can, like, charge somebody $22 for three tacos.
Jamie, I tried to run a restaurant, okay, in Golden. And I got to tell you, it's one of the worst headaches you could ever, ever put yourself into. That thing, you have to pay so many taxes, employee wages, employee taxes. You got to pay so much out that I don't know how they do it. I just don't know how these restaurants stay alive. And a lot of them don't. They're only around for, a couple of years and they're gone. But it's even harder today than it was back when I was doing it. I was trying to do it 10 years ago.
Well, not to top you, but try to be in the dildo business. That is tough. Yep. Jamie, remember when I had jamiewhite.com?
Yeah.
You know that there are states where you cannot sell to? And if you sell to them, then you get put in jail. I mean,
really?
Talk about trying to keep it like, no Texas. Texas, you can't sell any dildos to Texas.
I've never felt that way about that business.
Yeah, you get thrown in jail.
I haven't thought about it, really.
If I sell them to Texas.
Who knew?
Those poor women without any.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm dong.
All right, there you go. That's your financial update here with the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Yeah, watch out with the restaurants and if you're getting the old, that business.
You can't even say it. I was selling it and you can't even say it.
It's so uncomfortable right now.
If you decide to jump into wanker world, then, beware. You can't sell them to Texas. Okay. All right. There you go. There you go.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app and the podcast later today. If you miss anything in the program, don't forget Halsey tickets later today. Slacker Show has them at 5 o'clock. Us again tomorrow morning at 7:20. Watching this video of this plane up in Chicago.
Man, that Southwest captain needs a medal.
Yeah.
He does. I'm sure you guys all saw it. There was a near miss. There was a private jet crossing the runway, and a Southwest jet was landing, and he sees it at the right moment and pulls back up and just goes straight up in the air.
And they're telling this moron, don't go. Don't go. Don't go across there.
They
stop.
Told him to hold. Yeah.
And he goes, huh?
Well, they told, do you have the audio?
Huh?
The audio is out there.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well,
no, I don't.
Here's how it goes. They said, hold. And then the guy goes, oh, so continue on runway, blah, blah, blah. And then he's like, no,
hold. Hold.
And so then the guy didn't understand that and kept going. And then I love the Southwest pilot after he pulls up and goes back around. He goes, how'd that happen? That's all he said. I would have been crying.
So calm about it.
I've been freaking out.
I would too.
Yeah. And how this guy does not hear what they're saying to him, I don't understand. Unless he had interference. I mean, what we might be hearing is what the tower was saying and be their feed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
maybe the airplane didn't hear it.
He repeated what he thought he saw, and then they fixed it and said, no, that's not right.
Well, I just can't imagine that he actually heard it and said, no, I didn't hear it. I just can't. That can't be the case. He had to not hear it. Had to.
I don't know.
In order for him to go across the runway like he did.
Some people are speculating he might have been under the influence.
Could be.
Ooh. Yeah.
Who knows? We've seen that before.
Yep.
Did you see the pilot? I think it was JetBlue. The guy, I can't remember exactly. The pilot that was taken off right before they were to take off because there was a warrant for his arrest.
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
Really?
The guy, he was leaving Boston, I think, and headed overseas to Paris or somewhere. And literally, as the plane is sitting on the runway, filling up with passengers, the police come in, put him in handcuffs, take him off the flight. He's got a warrant out of North Carolina.
For what?
Something with a minor.
Just something.
Yeah, child exploitation okay. charges.
Yep, you're right. Something yep. with
it's easier
minor.
To say something with a minor, Carson. <Got it. laughs> Yep, I didn't want to go all the way.
Right, yeah, I get it.
I just wanted to give you the gist of the story about if you're sitting on runway and all of a sudden you're hoping that, oh, man, I'd like to, I hope we can take off here in 10 minutes. And all of a sudden they come on board and take your pilot off in handcuffs.
Yeah. And see, that's one of those times, like just like with traffic, when traffic stopped, I want to know what happened. That's one of those things where you're like, what happened?
I saw the
something
worst.
With a minor.
I saw the worst wreck yesterday. Man, we're on C-470. This was about 4 o'clock, 3:30 in the afternoon. This car, Jamie, it had to be doing, I don't know, 90 to 100 miles per hour when it wrecked. Because this thing had flipped several times. Oh. Half the car was gone. It was a truck, actually.
And it was a fatality, right?
I don't know. I never saw.
Yeah, because they shut it down.
I never saw. I saw the ambulance going that way, but I never saw the story on it, what exactly happened. But it was a nasty accident yesterday.
So you were stuck when they shut it down?
Yeah. It took me from Quebec to Santa Fe. Took an hour and a half.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Quebec to Santa Fe, an hour and a half yesterday.
I bet because your it was wife so was clogged pitching up. At you.
Well, she wasn't with me.
Oh, okay.
No.
It was just, by the way, how's Grandpa Gus going?
It was just
Gus
being
going?
Frog.
How's the Grandpa Gus
Gus
going?
Is doing pretty good.
Yeah. Did we figure out the finances? Like, is he pitching in with property taxes? Is he paying
rent?
I'm
sure any day now.
Yeah, and then is he paying, like, the water bill?
Well, we haven't discussed it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm sure.
How does one set Grandpa Gus down and go, hey, you know, it'd be nice if you, like, pitched in on these bills. How does that go?
You are such a troublemaker.
I'm not a troublemaker.
You are a
I'm
troublemaker.
Just thinking that if my dad moved into my house, I'd make him pay some bills.
You have another person using electricity, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Not only are you a troublemaker, you're a deer killer.
I'm not a deer killer.
She kills deers.
I don't kill the deers.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.